It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening or watching Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than a Holocaust victim Halloween costume.
Ooh, ow.
What? No? So I thought that was pretty tame. You could join the chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davincomedy.com. Click live broadcast. Also, you can watch us on Facebook Live on the Davin's Den page on Facebook. Audio is better on Davin Comedy, but the visual is only on Facebook. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt, and I am joined by Joe Curry.
Russell.
somebody has gagged Joe Curry, and I'm joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip.
Joe.
Time got away from Joe. All right. On the show, Donald Trump launches a new social media platform called Truth Social. In Nazi news, a former NFL running back is running for office and running from a swastika. School fools and children of color feel marginalized by Halloween parades. Or at least one particular Halloween parade. Mm-hmm. Good Housekeeping came out with a list of the 15 most offensive Halloween costumes, and we know our audience would never, ever do anything offensive, so you're going to want to pay attention so you don't fall into this trap.
Right.
Or they'll listen to this and go, that's a great idea. I'm going to go as that.
Actually, you know, it's our 50-50. Audience is taking notes.
It's 50-50. It could go either way. Pip has a curmudgeonly philosophy, I believe.
Yes, I do.
Good girl. And in Scamming Scammers, Michelle ended it with fake Davin. But is it possible romance could still be in the air? That's where we left it. That's where we left it. All right. So you're probably wondering why we're doing a Monday show. That's right?
Yeah.
So here's the deal.
How did I get here?
How did I? I don't know. Joe's still not here. So
I'm here.
Oh, there he is.
Right.
Wow, he's got the awful disposition of a Tuesday, but it's Monday. That's what's great about Joe. He is a steady performer. No matter the day, you get the same consistent awful disposition. You can always count on Joe.
The week went sour early for Joe.
He starts the week in a bad mood, and it gets worse from there.
Actually, you know what?
I had a lousy day today. What do you think? I'm Willy Wonka during the day? It's all candy and sunshine and storm?
Well, he was a creep, so yes, I could see that. I could see you luring children in with candy and sunshine, only to watch some disappear in a river of chocolate. I could definitely see that. I could see you not caring how fat Augustus is as he stuffs his little face. Yes, Joe, I could absolutely see that. The only difference is I would say that a Willy Wonka, better dresser than you. But I'll move on. So here we are. He asked.
I can see Joe enslaving Oompa Oompas.
I can see Joe. I can see Joe enslaving anybody and then getting upset 50 years later when his statue comes down. How will they learn about me if they tear down my statue? Look at me. I got slaves in one hand and a candy bar in the other. Am I not the hero of your time?
They'll know. They'll just go back and see his hunk a picture on Instagram.
Or whatever social media is. The meme that'll be no longer be a Gene Wilder, it'll be Joe Curry.
Yes. Yes. Tell me more about how interesting I am.
Another reason why memes suck. Anyway, all right. So here we are on Monday. Of course, if you're listening to the podcast, it dropped a day earlier, but otherwise it makes no difference to you.
Nope.
This was not planned. I did not announce this last week. I had full intention of us doing a Tuesday show. But I couldn't cancel. I didn't want to cancel because we are off for the next 2 weeks.
Yes. Yeah, so I mean, you'll miss us so much.
Theoretically, I could bring the sound equipment with me and do like the Tuesday before Joe joins me in South Carolina for my mother-in-law's house. But that means I have to like bring the mix board, which is not bad. I've brought the mix board before, but this computer is very finicky. Like, I don't unplug this computer anymore. So when I move, I will have to take an extension cord with me. That is the only way I see it possible. I will have to take a long extension cord across town. Otherwise, this show might be over. Because the sound equipment, the software is only on my old computer.
And you're going to have to just trust in the good graces of whomever buys this place from you that you can keep it plugged in here.
No,
and
no,
have
dear.
The extension cord all the way across town.
It's called a contingency clause.
Did you see Pip and I doing the show with the new guy that buys his house?
That's fine. Listen, if the new person's going to let Pip come in, I'm all for it. That's fine. Give me a fucking break. Let this person deal with you two knuckleheads. All right. So I canceling the show was not ideal, although we've not taken a ton of time off. We're starting to take a little bit more time off. And there's another day I'm probably going to take off in December because my daughter is having her concert, even though she'll tell you she doesn't give a shit if I'm there or not. Somehow I feel if I'm not there, I'll wind up being in her therapy session. So I will.
You're already going to be in the therapy session, I'm sure.
Well, you're not a friend. Anyway, so I'd always said I'm not going to cancel this show for softball games unless it's a playoff game. And I've missed many softball games because we're doing our little show. I think I've actually missed some playoff games because we're doing the show, but I've definitely missed regular season games. So I am playing fall ball right now.
Oh, okay.
After the other season. So we're playing because I want to give myself yet more opportunity to injure myself.
Awesome.
Yeah. And embarrass myself in various ways. So we're playing fall ball right now. So what happened tonight, I missed this game. We were in the play-in game against another team. So it was the two worst teams that had to play each other with the winner going to the playoff bracket. Mm-hmm. They have it in the NCAA college basketball tournament. They extend it. So now we have a playoff bracket. We beat that team, which I expected to do because they suck. We suck, but they really suck. I don't think we've ever... No, they're terrible. I mean, they're nice people, but you have to be... Like, God bless them. They've won a game here and there, not against us, thank God. They're like... No, they're even worse than the Jets. But, you know, they're on par with something like that. And by the way, I might be done with football. Not for kneeling or anything like that. I just haven't seen a professional game in many years. But anyway, but that's neither here nor there. Okay, so we win the playing game, which I expected to do. So now, if you win the playing game, you play the best team because that's the reward for being the best team.
Okay,
you get to play the fucking shit teams. That's so that the
and slaughter them publicly.
That, yeah, a public slaughtering to go. Oh, you won that game just so we can embarrass you.
Awesome.
That's what was on the slate. Now this team we were playing. We did not beat them during the regular season. They're kind of interesting. They're called the Homies because I think it's a real estate company. And there's like Homies 1 and Homies 2, and they broke up into two teams, whatever. So these teams, the Homies and this team, they have walk-up announcements and walk-up music like you would hear at Yankee Stadium. So they would go, now coming, Pip Helix, who let the dogs out? This is what they do. So part of you thinks, well, that's pretty cool. And the other part's like, really? It's softball. Really? You know? So you're kind of two minds when you see this shit.
Yeah, but they're into production values, you know? I can appreciate that.
All right, so that would appeal to you.
Yes, it would.
All right, that appeals to you. It is what it is. It is. So yeah. We're playing this team, the number one seed, and I guess this was Thursday night. We bitch slap them. We slapped the living fucking hell out of them.
What was the final?
Well, hold on, I'll get there. We were up first because we were the visiting team, and in softball, baseball, when you're the visiting team, you're up first. So we scored two runs in the top of the inning, and then they scored five in the bottom, and they were fucking hit line drive after line drive. Now we made some mistakes. There could have been some outs, but we were making those plays at this point, and they're hitting the ball. And then we come back, we add a couple more runs, and then we have this inning. Well, we scored 10 runs before we made an out.
Oh my god. Oh my God! Was it the same pitcher
that started the game?
Yeah, it was the same. It was the same pitcher. I mean, we were hitting the ball really hard, and they were, you know, occasionally they were not making plays, but we were hitting the ball really hard. So we mercy ruled the best team 17-5 in 4 innings. The game was called after 4 innings.
Oh my!
They didn't score after that first inning.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then you just, like, pounded the piss out of them for that
one. You know what happens in a case like that? You'll see it with the pro teams. They'll play, you know, like the best team will play a team that's really not that great. And the team that's not really great will kick their ass because the good team really doesn't have a sense of urgency to the game.
Yes.
You know?
Yep.
Well, I mean, well, this was the play. I don't know. I think after you give up 10 runs in an inning, the urgency might kick in.
Yeah,
and somebody, oh, we're in a fucking knife fight here.
Yeah, it's like, maybe we better wake up from nappy time.
So we beat them. So, of course, doubleheader, because these were single elimination, but the championship is a best of three.
Okay.
So now, of course, why couldn't it be Monday night when the weather's nice, but it's like, let's do a doubleheader on Tuesday? I'm like, ugh.
Oh, that ain't going to happen. But
no, I know, but the double, which is when I texted you guys, I said, would you guys be adverse to doing a Monday show? And you guys were not adverse to it. So I said, all right, we'll do a Monday show. You're right, Joe. I don't think this Tuesday's going to happen. It's supposed to rain a lot on Wednesday, too.
Oh, yeah.
So Tuesday, we would be doing this. So I might be doing nothing, or I might be playing 2 softball games in the rain. Who the hell knows? I've played in the rain before. Wednesday, I'm supposed to be in the city. I might try to bow out of that because they don't need me on a city show, but I will ask. Thursday, which I was talking to you before the show, I have one of my places going.
Mm-hmm.
So theoretically, I'm not on the show. I told somebody I'd watch them, but I trust what you see.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe vouched for this person anyway, but that's a conversation Joe and I will have off the air if need be.
Okay.
So we got Joe's seal of approval, and I know him. I just haven't seen him in a long time, and it'll give you you having me going now, but give you a chance to have a night out, and I'll go there early and set up the stuff. If your back can handle it, I would have you break it down. If not, I'd have to see if the owner would let me come either late that night or early in the morning, and I would break everything down. Because for that place now, I'm going to have a backdrop, I'm going to have lighting, and we're going to have the sound because we're outside. This is at the River Grill. I don't think you've ever done it at the River Grill outside. So that's on Thursday. And then Friday, which I don't think we'll play on Friday, but on Friday we're in Monroe, and my game is in Monroe, and I got Joe on that show. So if I just set up the stuff there, and I let Joe mind the shop while I'm away, and then I can come back in my softball equipment with a little sad puppy dog face if we get our ass kicked, or if we win, I'm never coming home again. You know, then I'm running away with the softball horse.
There are softball horse?
Yes, there are softball
horse. How did I not know about
it? I don't know. So that is why we are doing the show on Monday, and thank you both for being amenable to that. I appreciate that. I mean, it doesn't really matter so much for Joe now unless he's got plans because he's at home anyway. But still, you know, people make plans.
Mondays, my dad might work a clip. I might go to the workshop or something like that. So, no, it works out better because the band is making... We did our video at the club a couple of weeks ago, and the guy's battery died.
Ugh.
So Mike wasn't pleased. He goes, I'll film you guys again. So there's a showcase studio on the island, and I played there with Johnny Race a couple of times, and we're doing we're doing retouch videos there on Wednesday night as we were playing a live show. So I got, you know, it gives me a chance to practice, Margo over some things, get ready. You know, and be ready. So I was fine with doing tonight.
I will say this about Mr. Curry. Sometimes you do not you and I do not appreciate the intelligence, the thoughts that Mr. Curry brings to the show. But if you see Mr. Curry on other shows, you go, that guy's the fucking smartest guy in the room. So shame on us for not appreciating. That's why I said shame, for not appreciating the brilliance that is Mr. Curry.
well, I got to tell you, I was doing a show with Friday at Broadway, and there was a girl that was on before me, and she's dressed like all sparkly and stuff like that. She's telling Joe she's not doing that well.
Yeah.
And then there's a piano there, so she goes to play the piano. She could play it. pretty good piano player, you know. But then she goes back to telling jokes, and I'm like, I go, okay, I can follow this. And I said to myself, you better. If you can't follow that, you have to call everybody you're booked with and quit.
So Joe did the smart thing. He went to his strength. He did no jokes and did some piano work.
Could have done.
And I go up there and I go, thank you. It was very nice following Elton Jean. And everybody's laughing. And I had to think about this. So I get done with my set. I had a very good set. And I get done, and there was two people as I was leaving over by, you know, up by the podium on the top. So they go, oh, that was very funny, the Elton Jean thing. I go, yeah, you know, I had to took a chance on that. I didn't want to, you know, goof on her, but I had to say something.
Yeah, you, you know? You called the
moment. She got the light three times.
Oh, all right. So Joe was in no mood. She was being disrespectful to the light, and Joe was on next, and he wants to get the fuck home so he can watch Get TV and all the crime shows that are on there.
Well, you know what?
Stop knowing me.
I've tried for many years, but you're like a bad penny.
It's really not right for people to just keep going and going.
They don't know. It's new comics. Joe's one of the veterans on a show populated with some new comics.
Yeah.
So Joe is one of the featured performers. Joe is going to look like, I mean, Joe's a good comic as it is, but Joe's going to look, in many cases, like a genius in comparison to those other comics. So, you know, listen, everybody except for that person's friends want that person to get off the stage at some point.
Well, that person's friend wanted to get off
too. All right, yeah, so, yeah, it happened.
And the funny thing is like, I was doing Greenwich was really nice crowd. It was the first time I did that. So one of the newer guys go, are you the headline act? I go, well, I'm the last guy up. Well, can you could do more than 7 minutes, right? And I'm like, I think I can handle it. Yeah.
Joe starts sweating at 10 and a half.
No.
But just want to thank Charlie Paquette and Evan Weiss for having me on those shows, man. It was a real
You're welcome, Joe. I never followed your advice. I know you still talk about it. Evan's a good egg. All right, so let's do some more house nonsense.
Yeah, what's going on? Well, I got an insider's view from a few moments right before the show, but I'm going to dummy up about that. You tell me what's going on.
All right, so when we last left the house saga, we had thought I was under contract, but I wasn't. You know.
Is it in yet? No.
Wrong hole! Wrong hole! Wrong property!
Wrong house! Wrong house!
That's a CVS! What's wrong with you? I was close to my house.
You were trying to get into the CVS, and you know it.
I wanted to get in the CVS.
That was no mistake.
I wanted to get in the CVS the whole time. They have cold drinks ready to go. All right. Well, the seller's lawyer sends back our contract signed. But he's made some changes we've not agreed to. So we send them a contract. We send them a contract. They sign it, but they cross out some shit and put their own stuff in, which you can't really do with contracts. I mean, we would have to initial.
Actually, you can. And then it's up to them to accept what you've crossed out.
Right. But we had already agreed on terms. This wasn't a first draft. We had already, like, we had agreed on shit.
These are some sneaky cross-outs.
What?
And they crossed that out?
They crossed out some shit that was agreed upon.
Sneaky little cross-outs.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
And this is a few weeks ago. And interest rates are climbing, so this is costing us money.
Yeah.
Every fucking day costs us money. And, you know, we were prepared to say, if they did not sign soon, we were prepared to say, if they don't sign, we're reducing our offer because it's costing us money.
Yeah.
Because it's costing us thousands of dollars over the course of a mortgage.
Right.
30-year fixed rate. So there was a big freezer in the basement. It was not listed in the inclusions or exclusions, but it said appliances included was listed. So we didn't really know.
Right.
We didn't really know.
It's a good question.
Truth be told, we didn't ask for it. We didn't really care. Because if it wasn't included, we'll bring our second fridge.
Right.
It's not a big deal. But they specifically put in there no freezer. They don't know. We don't give a shit about it. But We didn't give a shit about.
Right.
So that was fine. So the seller wanted that excluded. It would have been nice if it was included, but not a big deal. The other thing was the water heater, which is 30 years old. On the water heater. Now, it's still working. So we can't ask for a new water heater. And Joe will tell you, I'm sure, that the old ones were made much better than the new ones. The new ones give you 10, 12 years. The old ones go 20, 30 years, and then they fucking plots. But so this thing's going to plot. But you can't ask for a new one if
it works.
Exactly. Same reason we can't ask for a new roof if there's no leaks. But there was, and I actually asked Joe about it. Joe is now my plumbing guy. And I have a question. Remind me, I have a question for you in regards to taxes later on.
Okay.
Remind me of that. So, but our home inspector saw there was a valve that was like connected to the water heater that was corroded. So he said we should have them fix that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that looks like a point of weakness, have them fix it. And they had agreed to fix that.
It's probably the pressure release valve. Has a little thing on the top.
Yeah, probably. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a pressure.
I could send you a picture, that and me naked. You can have either one. But
think
about. Can I have a picture of the valve?
What an unsupportive group. Bunch of pricks you are. You know what? Fucking do all the shows without me on Wednesdays, okay? I don't need this shit. So what happened was, because they had to fix another leak, so the plumber probably came over, looked at that, and said, I'm not fucking touching that at all.
Really?
That's probably what happened, because the guy's probably looking at this. This is 30 years old. I start monkeying around with this. Who the hell knows what's going to happen?
She's going to blow.
Exactly.
So, and not in a good
way. Yeah, because they'll say, you need a new unit.
Yeah.
Well, what about, I'm not putting, a plumbers are very fucking cut and dry, trust me on this. you need a new unit, I'm not fucking around here.
So they did not want to fix that, even though they had agreed to fix that. And the lawyer writes in the email, so do you guys still want the house or not? Something to that effect.
About a valve.
They're not fixing the valve.
Do you want the house or not?
So here, the.
That's rude.
It is. I'm just looking at my notes here.
Well, it's cut and dry, you know, and your answer is fuck you then. You know, I mean, it's business is business.
So now we're left with the choice of not doing what we agreed upon, or we're going to have to fix this immediately.
Yeah.
When we get it, or we're going to walk away. Those are the choices. You know, their way, no way, or we take it and we fix it immediately. My wife really loves this house, and you guys have been with me more or less on this journey. There's been a lot of houses that I could call home, but there haven't been many that my wife has been able to call home.
Right.
So she loves this house.
Okay.
So, remember, we're tired of this attorney shenanigans because he tried to make it that they could keep the $20,000 deposit if a bank refused our loan if my wife lost the job. Remember that? We negotiated it to five. Now, keep on. His client is actively looking for a new house to live in. And her buying that is contingent on her selling the current house. We have no contingencies.
Right.
Because, you know, we're fully prepared to carry both mortgages for while, and we have a perfectly nice house, so we don't.
That was the same thing with mine. You know, the real estate agent wanted to find out what my deal was, and I lucked out because she was supposed to call the assistant. She wound up calling my wife's cousin who was selling the house and got right up. Yeah, he's selling the place cash. Yep, closing on this date, selling the cash. So
yep.
That helped. Yeah, that helps out a lot. You know.
So now the hardship why we have to move is. Since COVID, my wife is working from home every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to go on the road more, but I still do a lot of work at home. So that means she's in the dining room, and it is untenable for the dining room to continue to be her office.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm relegated to the basement, which I don't mind. It's a fine basement. But, you know, it's just like a weird situation. And, you know, she wants, you know, now that she can taste the office, she wants the office.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And she should have, like, she's willing to stay here for, because then we'd be in really good shape because we have a lot of this mortgage paid off. Mm-hmm. Like, we'd be in really good shape.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you know what? She needs, for peace of mind, you need it's untenable to have to pack up your shit every day because we don't have an eating kitchen.
Right.
Well, I mean, the new house will, but so it's untenable. So that's what we're up against.
Yeah.
So, but we're annoyed by this whole process. So we counter. We make a counter offer for them.
Okay.
We'll say, all right, you're not going to fix it. Give us a $500 credit. Because we're gonna have to fix the water heater anyway.
Yeah.
You agreed to fix it. Give us a $500 credit.
Yeah.
We're playing chicken, essentially.
Yes.
Essentially, yeah. like you might think and go, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you? But I don't think this lawyer is really representing his client in the best way from everything I'm hearing. Like, I think she wants out of that house.
What does your lawyer say?
My lawyer used to work for this lawyer. And says, this guy's kind of gruff. I mean, our lawyer's like, you can do what you want to do if you want to make a counter. Now, so we do this. Very stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very stressful. Because you're playing hardball, and I'm thinking to myself, I believe Donald Trump said this in one of his books. I might be giving him too much credit. I believe Donald Trump, and I believe this, and in negotiations, you have to be willing to walk away.
You do.
I think he said that in one of his books. Maybe he didn't. Now he doesn't feel that way about elections, but I think he said that about negotiations, that you have to be willing to walk away.
No, wasn't he talking about wives?
Maybe it was wives.
Children?
All right. We get where you're going with this. Now, my mother is apoplectic. My mother is... She's like, I'll give you the money. My parents are lending us money anyway. Because we're just,
really nice.
Just a little more cushion. My mother-in-law is lending money. We could do this without the lending, but whatever. But my mom's like, we'll give you the money. It's like, we don't need the money. It's like, it's about the principal. And when you think about that, it sounds fucking ridiculous to say, 6 months you've been looking for a house, your wife finally finds something, and you're going to fucking haggle over a water heater that you were going to get fixed anyway. But there has to come a point where you go, no, fuck this guy. And you know I have a little bit of fuck this guy in me.
Yes, I know. I'm just like, I'm sweating thinking, oh, $500, losing the good house, back to the drawing board, just to say fuck this guy. I'm like, oh, but I understand
why. Yeah, but you want something? I mean, if it's going to be a water heater, as you move in with the closing, there could be other things that you have to dig around with. You know, it looks like it's going to be the tip of the iceberg for this.
So you have to
It's going to be fun and games. And believe me, I mean, I'm sure Pip ran into him. I ran into him.
Yep.
You know, just with lawyers and stuff like that. You know, you got to watch where you're going here.
Now, keep in mind, even if they give us that $500 credit, we are still $1,000 over the only other person who bid on the house.
Right.
So even if they swallow and go, all right, we'll give them the 500. We're still 1,000 more than we would be. Plus, you don't know if those people still want to buy the house.
Yeah.
They might have gotten out of the market. They might have bought something else. Or they might want to do it. But you have to start the whole process over again because they're going to get their home inspector in there. And who knows what shit they're going to want. Because we overlooked a lot of shit. Like, we have to get a lot of outlets up to code with GFI. We could have asked them to do it. But we're like, fuck it. We'll do it ourselves. Yeah. We didn't want to be assholes about this shit. Which we could have been. We could have been much more strict on the roof and everything. So we're kind of gambling. We kind of have a little bit of fuck you. It's very strenuous and everything. Oh, what do we do?
But, you know, like I said, you know, I gave you the price on the water heater. That's even without the guy installing it. You know, a plumber installed it. A new roof is going to be at least $8,000. You know, GFI's getting the electrician in. That's probably going to be about $1,500 there. So we're not talking about change here. You know, it's money you got to lay out, you know, to get a CO or to be comfortable or, you know, just to get a peace of mind moving on in the house.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, thankfully, this $500 wasn't going to make or break us. We're not living that way. We don't really. It's weird. Me and my wife don't really buy a ton of stuff. That's probably why we're not big on holidays or birthdays. If we want something, we get something.
Yeah.
And that's it. We're not extravagant people. I'm not constantly buying the latest and greatest stuff. She's not constantly. It's like we have what we have. We like what we have. If there's something we want, we'll get it. I bought that TV when it was a $700 TV. It's not a $700 TV anymore. I'll get a new TV for the new house, a bigger TV. But I'm not somebody who has to constantly get new TVs. That TV has a really good picture. I'm really happy with that TV. Yeah, it's a great TV. At the time, 42 inches was big. You know, at the time, 5 inches was big. As you experience more things, it's not as big. But that's neither here nor there.
But that TV doesn't hurt.
Neither does 5 inches.
Just saying, you go bigger. There are extenuating circumstances.
Black and white.
Well, I must say, when it comes to certain things, black is better than color. But anyway, I digress. So now we're waiting for 24 hours because you know you got to send.
Who's sleeping?
But you know what? I think you know. Again, you're going back in your four. I'm thinking, really, am I going to fucking do this? Am I going to do this? Mm-hmm. But you know what? I can always go throw up my arms and go, okay, fine. If they don't agree to terms, or how about 250? I can always do that.
Yeah.
So 24 hours later, our attorney emails us, woohoo! Accepted terms.
Oh,
so we're getting the $500 credit. We are now officially under contract.
And now they understand. Right, congratulations.
Thank you.
And now they understand that they can't keep Nudging you. Yeah. Nudging you with the little stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. It gets to a point where we go, enough of this shit.
Yeah.
Because there's more pressure on them than us. They want to get out. We can live here. It's not like we don't have a place to stay. We love this house. This
and
house.
Nothing's kicking you out of here. It's fine. It's comfortable. It's great.
This house has been very good to us.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not ideal for, you know, when the two of us are working from home, but it's been very good to us. We love our neighbors. It's a nice area. We're kicking ass when it comes to the mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm starting to work again. Thankfully, the wife is kicking ass at her job. I mean, staying here, it makes the most sense because we got to put my daughter through college. Although, please may she get a scholarship. But you know, please don't want her to go to a private school. My wife's like, well, if she wants to go to a private school. I did. I go, yeah, and you didn't fucking use your degree, just like I didn't use my degree from a state school.
And
yeah,
I'm not using mine either.
Exactly.
I do nothing to do with it. I hardly ever did.
My wife's like, well, you know, it'll be better, you know, for her to go away. I'm like, we live in a fucking huge state. She doesn't have to go up the block. She could still be 6 hours away from us and still be away. But, you know, if she just doesn't have any idea what she wants to do, mm-hmm. I'm less inclined on to go into her whims if she falls in love with a certain campus, for instance. But if there's she figures out what she wants to do,
right.
And certain schools are known for that,
yeah.
And they have the alumni, and it's going to lead to contacts, and you go, all right, this is her life.
Yep.
You're going to pony up. You're going to gamble on it. You know, you do this for your child. You know, my parents did it for me. Mm-hmm. My wife's parents did it for her. And then grad school, you're on your own, fucker. But, you know. So, yeah. All right. So here's the interesting thing. Since we made our offer on the house, the appraisal price has gone up over $80,000 what our buying over $80,000 what it was, and a lot more over our buying price.
Holy hat.
Yeah.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we already have equity in the house.
Yeah.
So I was telling the softball guys, oh, I finally closed the house because it happened on Thursday. So Walt, who's been on this show and has been in is a real estate agent, he pulls up the house and everything, and he sees what's appraised at, and he saw what the asking price was. We didn't pay the asking price. We paid less than the asking price. Like, hey, who'd you blow? You know, Walter in his Walt way. And, you know, and I had and I had to give him a resume and go, look, you could call him. I blew these people.
The whole list.
And our insurance agent pulled it up because here's the thing with insurance. I know mine's not the cheapest,
mm-hmm.
but we've had multiple car accidents because we have our homeowners and our car with this company.
Right.
I've had multiple car accidents. Never an issue. Had the flood down here, never an issue. My wife lost her her engagement ring, the diamond ring, or she cracked it. How do you fucking crack a diamond? Stupid fool. She falls and falls on the ring. No, you break a bone, not the fucking ring. Anyway, I digress. I'm not angry.
She didn't crack the diamond. You can't crack it.
She cracked a diamond. She fell on the concrete, and it must have hit and cracked the diamond. But,
oh, my God.
But the point was, insurance company, never an issue.
Good.
So we're like, you know what? Because I see people like, for instance, with Geico. I mean, they got the cute little lizard and shit. But you always hear people like, when it's time to get the money, they're always fucking fighting with the agency and everything.
Oh, wow.
Actually, Geico has been pretty good. Geico has been again that I think are pretty good.
Actually, yeah, they're really not the bad ones. They're really not.
Well, I've heard horror. Anyway, with Allstate or our agent, it's a local agent in town.
Mm-hmm.
It's been very good.
Good.
So he looked at the house because they have to see, evaluate it for like if something should happen to it. And he's like, wow, this is a beautiful house. You guys got a great deal.
Yeah, good, good.
And then we were telling one of the mortgage brokers, she's like, all right, what's your HOA? I'm like, oh, we don't pay an HOA. She goes, oh, you guys are good.
HOA suck.
Yeah, just ask Joe.
my HOA isn't bad because basically, if I bought this house and said I've got plans and I've got a dream for my house, and no.
Your HOA sucks because you have to grill like your Anne Frank.
the only problem I got with them is the grass is dead by this tree. And I got to write to them and tell them that they got to seed it or whatever, you know, and fix it. But, you know, sometimes it's a little bit of a problem. But for the most part, I'm never home, you know. So, and I really, like I said, Everything is pretty much set up the way I like it. I don't have any dreams of expansion. You can't anyway.
Right, that's the HOA.
Yeah, I already had it. You know, I did that with the last house. I renovated my last house and did all this other shit. I'm done.
No, I get you, but I don't want to deal with an HOA. I moved out of my parents' house. Thank you. I don't need somebody fucking telling me what to do. You know, I don't cotton to that. That out of my many character flaws, that is up there.
I have some stuff to say about people telling you what to do with your home.
Is that something you want to say now?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't understand why people are infatuated with having a big square green lawn in front of their house, and that's all you're allowed to have except for one little bed full of, you know, whatever annual flowers you want.
What are you talking about allowed? You don't have an HOA.
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, but you have to, I mean, my whole neighborhood, all of them have a green patch of lawn in front of the house. I decided, and, you know, it's taken me a long time to get there, but I've decided that I'm going to, like, little by little get rid of the green lawn, and I'm going to replace it with perennials, like a front yard garden. And so, you know, I've been working on that for a few years, and I have a couple of different flower beds going, and I try to add to it. This past year has been really hard because I hurt my back, and I have not been able to sit out there and weed and keep on top of it and dig like I, you know, used to. I mean, physical therapy aside, I'm still in bad shape.
And this is why people like a nice field of pavement. Yeah, so they don't have to deal with that nonsense.
Or rocks.
Yes. You know? Deal with that shit.
I know. It's a lot of work to do this, but I'm determined eventually I'm going to get there.
Right when you're ready to move to someplace warm,
you'll finally get.
That's what everybody does. They get their house just the way they like it, and then they sell.
To leave it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I've been working on this, but this year it was particularly hard. So what I've been doing is that I had the landscaper mow the grass, but leave the beds alone, because every time I planted perennials, they would weed whack them down to size.
By the way, landscape, you got one job. Take care of the fucking yard. They fucked that up. I swear, my dad the same thing. Like he would grow a vegetable garden and he'd grow chive plants. Apparently, they can't tell the difference between chive plants and weeds. God, that's God. Your fucking job. This is your area of expertise. You barely speak English. You're supposed to know plants. Anyway,
they don't know plants. they do not know plants. So what they decided to do, because I'm like, stop killing everything I plant, because it's expensive.
It is.
Like, stop killing my shit. Just mow up to my shit and stop killing it. Stop weed whacking.
This rose bush has to go.
Oh my God. You know, like vines, they're like, oh, all bad. No! That's a clematis.
Oh, and it's like if you want to get, like, they were doing some maintenance around the house one Saturday about 2 weeks ago, and I wanted to show them the patch where it was, and I go, can one of you guys come over? And they're like staring at me, like backing away. I'm like, what, do you watch my show? Get over here.
What do you watch
for? Don't worry, I'm not going to send you back. Until you fix the grass, of course.
I'm not going to send you back.
I go, can you show the boss? Oh, see, I'm like,
They don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, the boss of these guys, I love my landscaper. He's a really decent dude, but he sends over people that do not know what plants are. And
should be a basic rule for landscaping.
Yeah, no, the grass, I get it. Plants, kill. Kill, weed whack, kill, 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 dig, kill. I'm so sick of it. So I said, stop. Leave my beds alone. I will weed them. I'll deal with it. Well, they got a little wild and woolly. I admit it. They were not looking so attractive.
Joe, I feel like this is a euphemism for something else that might be overgrown that she let go during COVID.
Funny. That's hysterical. Oh, let me tell you.
We're not going there tonight.
She ain't saying no.
What a terrible, terrible segue. No.
I remember one time when I was in a fence business, I had to deal with clearing job in this forsythia bushes there. And you got to be careful of them. You clip them the wrong way, they all fall down. So I clipped it the wrong way, and they all fall down. So Bob, one of the salesmen, comes by to check on the job. And he goes, what happened to the bush? I go, I clipped it, and the thing just all fell down. The customer's going to have kittens. I'm like, wow, can we keep one? No, we can't keep one. Yeah.
And this is who your landscaper's hiring.
I know.
Morons
I know.
Like this.
It's like, It's like the guy, Mr. Helix, had this one hydrangea bush. You know the little, the big puff balls that are blue on the bushes?
Yeah, we have one outside.
Yeah, you do.
I know. I fucking bought it for my wife. She wanted one. I know what I did.
Okay, so not everybody's watching the show is going to know, but those little puffy blue things, they're on Cape Cod, whatever. So there was one.
They're on Cape Cod?
Yeah, they have hydrangeas everywhere in Cape Cod. It's a look.
I thought they had gay people everywhere in Cape Cod.
Just on the tips.
Okay. All right. So you got these hydrangeas. Mr. Helix has these hydrangeas.
He had these hydrangeas, and he had this guy, the neighbor had a boyfriend who was supposedly a landscaper. And so, you know, he didn't want to mow the lawn. So he's like, yeah, I'll throw this guy a couple bucks. I'll mow the lawn. He's like, oh, I'll tidy everything. It'll look nice. He cut the hydrangea, which was in full bloom, down to little sticks and left, like, a couple green leaves on it. It's like, what the fuck?
It's not a fucking poodle. What are you doing, stupid?
What are you doing? And so the same thing. I had these guys, like, masquerading things, so I'm like, leave them alone. So they got a little wild and woolly, but they're mowing the grass, so it's like it's in little spots. It's contained. Somebody called the town on me.
For what?
Because they called the town on you?
Yes, because the weeds in my garden.
Because you have weeds in your garden?
Yes. They called the town
on
me.
What is the town supposed to do? They're going to send over the police? The garden police?
They send over inspector. And he leaves you a little card, and he says, I was here, and I inspected, and you have 2 weeks to get this cleared up, or else we'll fine you.
Did you look like, I mean, I know on the inside it's a hoarder house, but on the outside, does it look like a hoarder house, or shit just got away from you?
No, shit just got away from me.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I know. So I was like, and he goes, so I call the guy, and I'm like, you know, Mr. Hillis is at the dentist, and I'm his ride, so I'm killing time.
They're not even married anymore. They're just each other's ride.
So I'm like, what happened? And so he's like, well, somebody called and complained, so we had to go over and inspect, and
that's where I would go. You had to? This is what your job? This is where I would stop. You check in and make sure if the garden gnomes are okay? Is this my, I would be writing this guy, you got called on weeds.
Yes.
This is literally, not weed. I'm not growing weed. I couldn't. I do not have time for this nonsense. Now Joe's going to look at me and go, typical lib, can't follow the law. I understand, Joe, but that's just the way I made
it. I had a problem with my neighbor across, at my old house, my neighbor across the street. Nobody liked her. She was a busybody. And one day, I'm doing Santa Claus gigs. I'm in the middle of Santa Claus gigs, and Joanne calls me. She goes, somebody's saying that the leaves are blowing from our property across the street. I go, it's that bitch next door, isn't it? I don't want to say, of course it's that bitch next door. You tell, and I'm just as Santa cursing up a blue star. You tell that bitch, I'll jam my rake up her ass, and she'll look like a fucking turkey when she bends over.
You know what I would have
She'll look like a turkey when she bends over.
And Joe knows about turkeys. He feeds them.
He sure knows.
I would have said, you know what? Your beef's not with me. It's with the wind. I did not tell it to blow that way. I mean, people got to stop.
People have to stop. So wait, this isn't the worst of it. I don't happen to have in my purse the worst of it. So it's like, so we have stuff to do. I call the guy and I'm like,
by the way,
yeah.
The street you live on, mm-hmm. One vowel away from being correct.
Wait.
Change that O to an A.
That's not my street.
Oh, that was this one?
Yeah. Yeah. No,
oh, okay. I thought that's where she lived. I was like, wow, what an appropriate street for the insane to live on.
So I got this little yellow card, and it's basically saying, I was here at this time, and he checks off complaint. And then he goes, please call me, and gives me the phone number, and give me a call. And I'm like,
what happens if you don't call?
It's the health inspector.
The health inspector.
The health inspector. Department of Health and Housing.
Well, it wasn't healthy to your weeds or your
and
flowers.
I'm like, what the hell is this about? So
you got to call because you're curious.
Well, I had to call because there's a complaint.
Yeah, but I wouldn't give a shit about it.
Nothing good comes from that. Trust me, I know these things.
All right.
So I was like,
fucking
had weeds before, have you?
Well, I mean, you know, in a previous life, it was something she had to deal with.
Yeah, I did. So I was like, yeah, I know about these things. Not in this town, but I know about these things. So I called up and he's like, yeah, somebody complained. He goes, now I looked in the back and I looked in the front and I saw that the grass is all mowed and everything's okay. It's just that there's a lot of weeds and somebody complained. And I'm like, and he goes, I said, look, I was trying to keep, you know, do have beds and everything, and it got away from me because I hurt my back. Like, what do I, and he goes, well, you know, just like have the landscaper or somebody tidy it up and we'll come back and reinspect and it'll probably be fine. And I'm like,
what are they going to do? Take away the weeds and put them in a nicer property? you're abusing your weeds. We're going to take these to another house where they can really grow and frolic. Who's the victim? Who are your weeds hurting except for your fucking plants? You know, that's your problem.
You know what the excuse is? It's because of Lyme disease.
Because of Lyme disease?
Because they're saying that I've got a tick farm going.
No. You know what? I don't buy that shit. I would buy, like, if you had, like, a lot of standing pools of water, and right. they were worried about the Nile virus because of mosquito, right. and they said, listen, you got to do something about these standing pools of water. Okay. I can understand that. Lyme disease? Yeah, they're hanging out by your yard. They're not hanging out in anybody else's lawn.
Thank you. I am ground zero for Lyme disease now.
You look a little limey.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's all the green backdrop. The thing is that I'm like, well, first of all, it turns out it's more the housing area than the health area. It's just like that's the umbrella term. But I'm like, we're in the middle of a pandemic, and you're worried about fucking weeds in my yard?
Well, I mean, in their defense, I did not see any masks on those weeds. Put a little mask on the little dandelions.
I gotta tell you something. It's like if you're busy. Like, basically, I've been running for the past 2 months. I've been running from one thing to another.
Yeah.
And I haven't had a chance to do paperwork, stuff like that. Now, my office behind me looks like a bomb hit it.
By the way, you're way too hard on yourself. I know what you were concerned about. Your office looks fine. You're way too hard on yourself.
Well, what I'm getting at is this. We had a we had it end early last week, so I had to go. Christy Mayer was gracious to invite me on her show. And
a fine get for Chrissy, by the way, to get our own Joe Curry. A fine get indeed. I actually watched part of it. I think somebody's impersonating Joe Curry in the chat because they have Joe Curry's name and it has his picture and it's the most ridiculous shit. I'm like, this isn't his humor at all. This can't be Joe. Was somebody impersonating you?
No.
That was you?
Yes, that was me.
Oh God, your chats are stupid. That's why Pip runs it. Oh God.
What, chatting? No, I wasn't chatting. I was just, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody was in the chat with all the comments, and your name was listed in your picture. And it was the...
I didn't comment at all.
That's what I'm saying, stupid. Somebody...
It wasn't me, that dumbbell. Yeah, all right.
No, you're the dumbbell. You're...
Shut up.
Own your dumbbell.
Anyway, Pip. Anyway, so we do a close crop on you. So when I got done, I usually, if I'm guesting on a podcast show, I'll go in my music room and do the background there. I like to do our show from the office just in case I got my laptop going. If I got to debate anything, I got shit for it. But anyway, so I go do her show. It's a wide crop. You can see my whole office and shit all over the place. I had to bring it up. I was so embarrassed.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. All right. So let's. So what happened here?
So you know, it's like they give you 2 weeks to get it together, and it's like, you know, you got stuff going on. I don't really have time to marshal my army of...
And what happens if it's like shitty weather and it's raining or something?
And it was.
Right.
It was. Like, every time I go, okay, I'm going to do it now, something would come up or it would rain. And I'm like, fuck. So then I get...
So what do they do? Start fining you?
They sent me a letter saying that they reinspected.
Ugh.
And it wasn't done. So now they're going to... And now they're going to come on this day, and if it's not done, you get brought into court, and you can be fined $2,000.
For a weed.
For weeds. For weeds!
I'd be there waiting with a shotgun.
I was just...
I would fucking go into court and read the riot, because you want to see who's complaining against you. Who's the complainant? Let's go to court.
I knew that they wouldn't tell me, so I didn't even ask.
Well, I mean, somebody had to issue the complaint.
Yeah, they did.
So they should have to show up to court. I mean, somebody's got the beef. I mean, they're just acting on behalf of this person.
Well, no, the town has a law, and it's
what's
like...
What's the law? Being a pain in the ass?
You're not allowed to have things grow over a certain height because of ticks.
They gotta fucking stop.
Suburbia is beautiful. It's also a prison cell. Where there are Karens in every other house,
yeah.
And they got shit to worry about like this. And so,
like my old neighbor across the street, that nosy, pesky bitch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that on her business cards?
It should be.
Yeah, so...
It's like when Joanne had the mosquito squad over and didn't tell me about it, and there's a mosquito squad thing, and it's just like, well, who is the mosquito squad? I don't know, lady, fight crime. You know, and it's... And it's like, I don't know, somebody, I don't know about the mosquito. Well, could you let me know? Yeah, you're going to be next, all right? So shut up.
All right, so now you're threatened with money.
Even the new people that bought my house can't stand her.
Nice for you to check in and still gossip.
Yeah, it's like, so how much do you hate my old neighbor?
Just going to drive by. Well, can I come over for dinner? Let's talk about the bitch across the street. What are we? No, I'll bring a bottle of wine. I'm not a fucking creep.
That's bonding experience to me.
Of course it is. So all right. So now you're threatened with court.
So now we're threatened with court and big bucks. And so Mr. Helix and I went out and just like tore ass all weekend. I mean, we have so
many... Yeah, but what'd you do about the weeds?
We have so many bags on the side of the driveway. It's ridiculous.
Are they allowed to take away your brush? Because town of Huntington, they don't take away your grass.
No, they will take away the brush if you put it.
What
in bags
fakakta? But nonsense.
So you know how I'm already fairly crippled when I'm leaving. Yes. Going up your stairs.
You're not moving. You're kind of moving at the equivalent of my cat. Not moving well.
Maui and I are racing.
Yes.
Maui's beating you up the stairs? Wow.
Yeah. No, I don't know. But here, a segue. I want to tell you how fucking old and pathetic I am. That softball game, I'm running down to first base to beat out a hit. All of a sudden, I feel a twinge in my side. It's not even a fucking leg thing. It's like, what type of fucking shit is this? It's like, you know, it's like, you know when you're the fat kid and you get that stitch?
Oh.
And you got to stop running?
What is that stitch?
I don't know what that stitch was, but it felt like that, but it wouldn't go away, so it wasn't a stitch. Like, what type of bullshit is this? I'm used to pulling a leg muscle when I start and stuff, but now I'm too fucking fat and old to run at all? I was in a lot of.
Let me tell you something. We were coming back from the gig because Evan and I were taking the same train back to the island, and we just made it, and we're running from the subway to the Long Island Railroad. And he's like, "I'm sorry, I'm making you run." All right, I'm not that old. I can run.
You know what? Coming from Evan, you should just fucking shoot yourself now. Seriously. When Evan's looking at you and going, "I don't think this guy's gonna make it," you really need to reevaluate some things, my friend.
And he was ahead of me. I go, "I never saw you run that fast."
Listen, man, I'm telling you as somebody who loves you, if that's what people are thinking, you need to change your lifestyle immediately. As a matter of fact, I have some good exercise for you. If you go to Pip's house and remove some weeds, it might be the cardio you need.
Well, I posted my new headshot from when I was at the Blue Claw Stadium, and people go, "Oh, you look good." One of the old guitar players in McLean goes, "Hey, you look healthy." I'm like, "Jesus Christ."
Yeah, because you're not moving. Yeah, it's a good shot because it's not an action photo. Joe only had to climb one stair, and he asked, "Hold on before you take the picture."
I feel you, Joe.
I took him to leave the next morning, and I felt fine. I took him to leave for a stitch from running.
I am the queen of Advil right now because I think that, you know, if we had Oxy in the house, I'd be taking it. I was in so much pain from this weekend, and I'm walking around like oil can in the office because I'm just broken. And I think I killed Mr. Helix. I don't know what
about
kind
time.
Of shape he...
believe me, man. But on the way back from the gig 2 weeks ago, Anthony Cumia and I were in the car talking about our aches and pains and stuff like that. I mean, we knew each other since we were 16.
Yeah.
You know, dealing with the checks, drugs, and booze. And stuff. Now we're talking about all our aches and pains, you know?
It's true. But, I mean, at least it was really good weather this weekend for weeding. It was actually the perfect temperature, so I could get a lot done without melting out there and not getting eaten with bugs.
So you're kowtowing to the man. That's where we are with this.
You know what? We kind of had no choice. So because they were coming today to inspect.
You know what? I don't know. Like, my wife might win this conversation if we had it, but I might be like, when they come over, let's sit outside and go, "All right, now tell me about these fucking weeds. You have nothing better to do?" Because I will start a campaign to eliminate your position. That's what I will do.
What I would do is I get somebody to dress in a big tick costume and go, "That's my house, motherfucker."
That's better.
But you know, know what was tragic? Is because I have these large, beautiful butterfly bushes and butterfly weed, and as we're taking...
Bunch of butterflies gather around and just toke up. It's butterfly weed. Bunch of stone monarch butterflies flying into the fucking house and not fucking getting up.
They kept bunking into the
window. Man, what is this, a mobile home? No, it's not a mobile. It's always been there, man.
You know, the chick is cool and we flutter around. It's all right, man.
It's a beautiful life, man. Thank God for that butterfly weed and that sloppy bitch who lives here.
I found
coffee on my calendar.
Sorry, I know it's empty.
Calendar.
It's empty, don't worry. It's not like we blurred any dates.
You don't read that calendar anyway. I know on good authority.
So today you had sweatshop. Or this weekend you had sweatshop.
This weekend we had sweatshop, and then this morning I got in touch with the landscaper, and I'm like, dude, we can only get so much done. If you can, you know, come. And he's like, oh, you know, I'll be there in the morning and everything. The morning it was raining, and I'm like, I don't even know. And Mr. Helix had to go to work too, and I have to go even earlier than him. So I'm like, I can't use my phone. We're not allowed to take personal phone calls at work. We can't use our cell phones. So I'm sitting there at work going, okay, what is going on at my house right now? Am I being fined? Is the landscaper, like, ripping up everything?
I would tell, you know what I would do? I would fucking call the concrete guy. Go, just fucking pave it
just
over.
Pave it.
Enough.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out that the guy came. Well, he was very nice when I spoke to him.
Because he has an asshole job. He has to be nice.
No, it's his boss that was pressing the issue.
It's pressing the weed issue?
Yes.
Oh, my. Wait a minute. Why is there somebody who's a boss of other people in charge of weeds? How many people do we need to fucking patrol weeds? To Joe's old conservative ways, this is the problem with big government. Now, I know now the Republican Party isn't that way. But for the reason why Joe did get into the Conservative Party, he's absolutely right. Big government on the government team. Why do we need, how many people do we need in charge of weeds?
Why does my county need a weed department? And why?
You know what
they...
you need? You know what you need? One Italian. You call him the weed whacker. Those weeds don't come back.
Yeah. Neither do the inspectors.
Exactly. They both wind up in the same place, the dumpster on the side of the road.
I felt bad.
Yeah, right.
This
maybe
guy, Charlie.
Charlie, she made friends with him, Chuck, because I know him now, Chuck.
No, Charlie left me a message, and he goes, I didn't see what the big problem was in the first place, but it looks fine now. I'm closing the case.
You know what I would do?
That's what he said?
Yeah.
You know what I would do? Now that
his boss is a bitch.
Here's what I do now. And this would be an outstanding display of spite.
Yeah.
Next season, you plant weeds and you let them grow just to fuck with them. Just to fuck with that neighbor. And come on out again. No, no. They're not. You call them weeds. I call them my plants. And some weeds are very pretty. How dare you? I love yellow.
I have a funny feeling when he's all bygones be bygones, Chuck. Oh, I know what the big deal was anyway. You're about to find me too. Jeez, you motherfucker. What do you mean?
His boss.
Well, they hold on. Then most they could find is 2,000. The judge could very easily go, get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. It's like, really? Have you seen some of the dumps in this county? This is your biggest issue? It was a money grab.
It's always a money. It's the weed department.
Yeah, I know. Stupid. And it's like, and I would love to, like, ring. I'd love to get one. If I knew who my neighbor was that did that, I'd love to get one of those big giant rats they put in front of non-union shops when they're, you know, they're out. Like the rat.
No, I like Joe's idea. You get yourself a big blow up tick. I like Joe's. The ticks are invading.
I think maybe I'll just be a tick for Halloween.
That you should.
Yeah.
I don't think that's one of the offensive costumes, even though they're bloodsuckers. All right. Yeah, that's fuck. Yeah, I can't with people. This is why, you know, yeah, whatever. I can't. Real quick, I want to say something, and then I want to do the last thing I want to talk about. Donald Trump Jr., scumbag like his dad. Alec Baldwin, you know, we know he accidentally killed that woman. Donald Trump Jr. on his website to raise money for God knows what, maybe for his fucking hair or his cocaine problem. Donald Trump Jr.'s guns don't kill guns. Guns don't kill people. Alec Baldwin kills people. It's like, really, dude? Can't you just shut the fuck up? It's a tragedy. So and Donald Trump, Colin Powell dies, has to say fucking nasty shit that day. And I put it on Facebook. I said, I'm not trying to fight with anybody, but who does this serve? I mean, the people who love Trump, is this what you love? These are just bad people. People who do that shit to the core. As much as I disagree with Joe on many politics, I can't see Joe dancing on the grave of Hillary Clinton the day she dies. Now, he might make a joke, but he's a comic.
Well, I might get a ding dong the witch is dead that day.
Yeah, but you're a comic. You're a comic, and it's not an innocent person. If Hillary Clinton accidentally killed an innocent person, you know, you're not trying to raise money off that shit, I hope. Well, all right, maybe I got the wrong guy.
But it's amazing what goes on those sets, because my friend that was actually out there, that she was working on a set close by and knew people on that set. She's saying it, you know, she was on a Facebook page. Oh, they cut a lot of corners on these.
It seems like that, which is fine. Listen, they're going to get down to the bottom of this. But the bottom line is it's a tragedy. I'm sure Alec Baldwin isn't the big game hunter, stupid, like you are, who gets him on a fucking reserve where the animals can only go so far. I root for the... I don't know. I just thought it reveals so much character. And yes, I said I made an Alec Baldwin joke. I actually repurposed a Dick Cheney joke that I've been doing for years, because the audience was irritating me a little bit on one of the shows, and I'll get to that in a second. And I said... ever have that moment where you wish on a hunting trip with Dick Cheney? And then remember, Dick Cheney shot somebody in the face. I go, oh, let me update it. Oh, ever have that feeling where you wish you were on the set of a movie set with Alec Baldwin?
Oh my God, dude.
But, you know what? It's a poor taste, but I'm not raising money off of it, and I'm not calling him a killer. I'm saying I want to get shot.
Did you get a laugh?
Oh, fucking huge laugh.
Yeah.
And the last night I tried that Superman joke, which you told me I should do in my act that I posted on Facebook. Huge laugh. All right. So let me get to my weekend. So Friday and Saturday I'm at Laugh Up Comedy Club. We're going to go long tonight since we're not working for 3 weeks, and I'm looking the way this shit's going. I did not know Pip had a fucking the man keeping her weeds down in the fucking chamber. I had no idea we'd be getting that, but I'm glad we did. So Friday and Saturday, I'm at Laugh It Up.
Nice guys, good guys that run that place. Nice guys.
Yes. I'm at Laugh It Up Comedy Club. I was headlining on Friday, and Saturday I was featuring for Jim Florentine, who I hadn't seen in years. I worked with him twice, once at the Comedy Blast in Allentown, Joe knows that place well, and once for Maury Fogle doing a Sunday show at Sloan Kettering, Joe knows that too. So he was already a headliner at the point when I was working at him. And this is before he had his Crank Anchors fame and that metal show. He was a headliner at that point. I was a host or a feature or somewhere in between, something like that. Mm-hmm. So this is a long time ago. So it's good. It was fun shooting the shit with him. We know a lot of the same people. So after the first show, Cal, who is one of the owners of Laugh It Up, is playing Steel Panther in the showroom. If you don't know what Steel Panther is, they're a filthy, misogynistic, offensive, highly entertaining rock band.
They fucking rule.
Like, the music is just filthy, but it's good.
I saw them.
Yeah, so you know.
I love them. Their comedic timing is great, and as musicians, their writing is phenomenal. I actually met those guys. You were up in Don Jameson's studio, and it was bullshit when I told the lead guitar player, I go, your attention to detail is impeccable with everything you do. And he goes, thanks, man. It means a lot. Yeah, they're great.
They really are.
Anyway, the point is, I never heard Steel. I've been in many comedy club showrooms. I've never heard a Steel Panther song played, let alone, I think, what might have been an album. He's just cranking out Steel Panther after Steel Panther. Okay. So I'm hearing, So it's Jim, Anthony, who's the host, and myself, and we're sitting in the green room chatting, so you can hear the music. All of a sudden, I don't hear Steel Panther. I hear, I'm all out of love. I can't live without you. I'm like, did Cal just transition from Steel Panther to Air Supply? Did he just make that transition? In comedy, that would be the equivalent of transitioning from Dice Clay to Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah.
Both very good in their own right, but
very different.
Very, very, very different. And Jim goes, "Oh, I don't know. I don't know Air Supply." I'm like, "You know Air Supply. Stop it. We all know Air Supply."
You can't go from Gang Bang at the old folks' home to Every Woman in the World. It just ain't gonna happen.
Apparently, Cal is. all right. But anyway, so later I'm talking to Cal, and he's talking about how he really doesn't get a lot of complaints from the audience, audience members about the comedy shows. He says their audiences tend to know what they're going to get into.
Yeah.
You know, at this day and age, you can pretty much see the videos of most of us have something online. However, they did get one complaint
from a black couple at the Comedians of the Compound show. Do you know who this black couple is, Joe?
No.
Okay. Joe obviously was doing a spot.
What did Gino do?
Joe was one of the comedians on that show, so I thought he might know. They didn't complain about Gino.
What did they complain about?
They complained about Joe.
What?
They complained about Joe.
Why? What?
They said he was too racy.
Too racy?
On that show. What did you do?
I don't know.
I can't be held responsible for these words I just said. So the complaint is complaints about Joe. And I'm like, Joe's the one that went over the line with that crew. I mean, I've seen Gino walk an audience. Gino's funny, but I've seen it not go so well. And I know what those other animals are capable of. I mean, I generally don't think that Joe's the problem. Here, Joe's clearly the problem. But on a comedy show with those comedians, I don't think Joe's the problem.
Joe, you're working blue? Really?
So Cal's like, I can't use Joe anymore.
Because you gotta be kidding me.
Well, that's the nature of this business. He's like, we're building a business, and I can't risk alienating people, which is what a lot of club owners say.
Idiots.
But, you know, I'm a friend of Joe, so I try to fight for him a little bit. You know, so my first time in the club, there's only so much I can do. I'm like, you know, I'm surprised to hear this.
Yeah.
You know, is there something we could do? He's like, I can't risk...
I had a very good set
just,
there.
Just takes one person. Weird. Just takes one person, Joe, or one couple. He goes, he can't risk paying them good money to drive away business because they're really trying to start it up. They're new in that building. I said, all right, let's think about this here for a second because I'm really trying to fight for right. Joe. I go, what happens if instead of paying him money, you pay him in a wedge salad?
That's funny.
Cal said that he could do.
Are you getting dressing at least?
So, no, Joe gets no money, but he does get a wedge salad. All right. So, here's the truth. The truth is, they did get a complaint about Joe. That is the truth. Joe is the guy. But Cal's cool with it, and I told Cal the Holly Hotel story and how Joe fucked things up almost for us over a wedge salad, how I got to feel the phone call. So I said, we'll just pay him in a wedge salad.
But did he say he couldn't use me anymore?
Yep, you're out.
Oh, that's not good.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Say, Cal was cool. Cal.
Oh, Cal is
good.
All right.
Cal's cool. Cal is going to use you, but the complaint was about you. He figures the people got you confused with somebody else, and that's happened to me before. It cost me Ocean City, Maryland. You know, I've gotten confused. I got confused with a big black guy. It happens.
Because clearly, there's no difference.
It happens. Here. Somebody makes them. Now, listen, Cal and Dan over at Laugh It Up are very cool. You know, they get it and shit, but it can cost you work. It's not going to cost Joe in this instance, but it easily could have. But they did get a complaint about Joe, and I told Cal, because I go, I'm going to fucking bust Joe's balls with this shit. He's like, dude, that'd be awesome.
Because I was talking to him and go, yeah, you know, send me a veil. She definitely could come back and stuff like that, so that's why I found that odd.
Well, that was before the complaint show. So, but yeah, there was a black couple that complained about you, so I want to know if you knew of what you did or who they were.
I probably got the set list somewhere. I got to take a look.
Well, you record everything.
Yeah.
All right. But no, you're fine. Cal's not upset with you. Cal is very good people. You are lucky that it's for Cal and not another club, because you actually could have been banned over that shit. But, you know, I told them the wedge salad story. I told a Florentine the wedge salad story. Joe almost got our fucking tour canceled before we started because Dum Dum's bright idea is to go to Opie and Anthony and start bitching about the place we're about to go to. I go, what are you doing?
I'm on the train on the way back. I remember when we were there the second time and they're like, we think, and the girl is, Pip, the girl is standing right next to me, and the room manager, who has the personality of a cactus to begin with. So she's there and she's like, we know who said those things. And I'm like, oh, shit. It was somebody on NPR. I almost slipped and said, not even close.
Somebody at NPR.
Right idea, wrong letters. O and A.
That's hilarious, NPR.
All right.
So close.
So let's take our first break. When we come back, we'll start with a Trump launching the truth. The truth shall set ye free. On the break, we have new music from Dead Crow Road with County Road. And you can learn more about them at creativeanddreams.com. We also have new music from Backfoot featuring Ty Ochita with their song Isolation. And you can learn more about them at deucemusic.com.